This is the regular meeting for February 15th, 2022, is now in session. Let's see if we have everything. Okay, Shaheem's here, sorry. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Alderman Anthony.
Here.
Vassalotti.
Here.
Frick.
Here.
Harris.
Present.
Ferranti.
Yes.
Morris.
Here.
Tony.
Here.
Starr.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Wallace.
Good evening, Tracy.
Present DiPietro.
Here.
Foreign present.
Thank you, Tracy. Can I have an introduction to dispense with the reading of the January 18th and 27 minutes and place them on file? An introduction.
Ryan will introduce.
A second, please.
I will second, or Frick will.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Committee reports are likewise on your desk. Can I have an introduction, a motion to place them on file?
I will introduce.
Ryan, can I have a second, please?
I will second.
Art, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Whatever that was, the motion carries. If you're not a council member, please mute yourself. Okay, then we have three communications to be placed on file. Can I have an introduction, please?
I will introduce for you a third time.
And a second, please.
4 seconds.
Was that Amber?
Yes.
Thank you. I think she could say yes. all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay, at this moment, before we get into the bills, I want to introduce our new Commissioner of Senior Services up there, and at least on my screen in the left-hand corner, Nia McKinney. Nia, would you like to say a few words?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really thrilled and happy to be here and very honored to take on this role for our seniors in the community. I have a lot of great love for our elders and our seniors, and what I've been expressing, like, it's good to be able to assist them and be able to care for them and, you know, provide programs and be active with them, and just help them to stay, I'm going to say, more prevalent in our community. I know a lot of them, I've touched base with a lot of them, and they've expressed a lot of concerns and things that they would like to do, and I'd love to be able to facilitate that and help them along their way. And you know, any feedback you guys can give me, I'm an open book. Please bring it on. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Nia. And, you know, welcome to Commissionerdom. I should point out the BEA, you know, financed the senior services in a way it had never had before. So you have a budget to do a lot with, and I hope you know, you're able to take advantage of that.
Thank you. Yes, the prior commissioner, Robin Waters, had communicated a lot of stuff with me, and
great.
She's still sending me notes and stuff so that I can make a smooth transition on my way with that as well. So thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Welcome, McNair.
Thank you.
That was Malachi, by the way.
Thank you, Malachi.
Shaheem, could you put up the bills, please? There we go. So, let's see. Do I have any questions on the bills? Okay, there's no questions. Can I have an introduction to pay the bills?
Amber will introduce.
Thank you, Amber. Can I have a second?
Art will second.
Thank you, Arthur. Roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Frony.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
I'll recuse myself from this one, Tracy.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Okay, we start with the resolutions that were introduced last week. Shaheem, the first resolution is appointing a commissioners, I think it's just one, commissioner of deeds. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Starr.
DeWan?
I'll come back.
Okay.
Walker. Just unmuted, Butter.
Yeah, aye.
There he goes.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
S. DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is to authorize the purchase of replacement floats for the docks. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is to appoint Nathan Woodhull as a member of the Conservation Advisory Council. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is supporting the county's resolution against hate. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
The next resolution is accepting donations from the county in the amount of $550 for their use of the firehouse. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vescaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Clancy?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Crony?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And the last of the resolutions introduced last week, a budget amendment to purchase speed limit signs and poles. Can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Galuti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Clancy?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Crony?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Okay.
Harry.
Thank you, Tracy. Now we're moving along to the new resolutions, so we'll need introductions and seconds. The first resolution is accepting a donation to the Senior Center. Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. Can I have a second?
I will, Vicki.
Thank you, Vicki. Any conversation? In that case, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Galuti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Clancy.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Crony.
I'm voting aye, but I just had a quick question if this was from a single source or various sources.
The list is... Shaheem, could you go down further, Shaheem, so everybody can see it? There's a bunch of sources. Okay, moving... Go ahead. Did you vote?
Alderman Brownie?
Oh, sorry.
Aye. Sorry, I thought I said that.
Thank you.
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Need to recuse myself, please, Tracy.
Not really.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Okay, the next resolution, please, Shaheem. This is a resolution to sign a license agreement for DocSpace. This is a renewal of last year's contract. Can I have an introduction first?
I'll introduce.
That's Ryan, I believe. Second?
A second.
Who was that?
Theo.
Oh, thank you, Theo. Okay, any conversation?
Tom, it's Ryan. The one question I had is, is there any ability to update this at all? Just to
it has been updated.
No, to request a passenger manifesto of sorts. Like, how are we reporting on the approximately 150 residents and whatnot? Like,
Tom, do you want me to jump in?
Yes, please.
Ryan, I've been working with Sam Merritt on that, and he will be keeping records of all of that. It'll be an audit at the end. So we'll be able to go through and check to see exactly how many passengers were there and double check the numbers.
Good. That is all I needed to know.
I just got a question. Is there an amount that last year, how much the city, portion was last year regarding the agreement?
I'm not sure I understand your question, Dominic.
Well, according to this formula, that after, a certain amount, that the city then, will get a certain amount of money per passenger. So is there what the city got last year, toward the licensing?
I'd have to look that up. I, don't have that at hand.
Tom, if I might, I can find that number for you, Dominic, and let you know. Tom, I had a question also.
Yes, Margaret.
Yes, so I think on the whole, just looking at public comment and so forth, I think that this was positively received last summer.
It was indeed.
I would just like to know, we have a fair number of people from the public in this meeting. I would like to know if there's any public comment around, personally, I see no reason not to proceed with this contract, but I would like to hear from the public if there are any comments to the contrary. My general impression is that this was a good arrangement last summer, but I just would like to give the public an opportunity to express their opinions in case there's something we don't know.
Okay, if they want to raise their hand, public members of the public, any members want to, there's not really that many people here, but okay. And you have your opportunity.
That's all I'm asking is not.
No, yeah, I'm asking them and there no one's responding.
Okay, that's good, that's fine. That was my only question.
Sure. Okay, in that case, we will have a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Vespaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Maranti.
Well, one thing I would say, Margaret, my comment is that this is, you know, this, they brought in the Impossible Dream, which is the first time it ever came to this area, which is a totally ADA compliant Camarin, which was an awesome, you know, find, and also to bring it to the city of Hudson, I think was awesome. So I miss.
Morris.
And thank you, Dominic. Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Laura.
Duan, are you there? Are you muted? No, he's not muted. I guess we'll move along, Tracy.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Evan C. Pietro?
Aye.
Perry?
And Margaret? To your point, when we consider new resolutions at the formal meeting, the public definitely can make comments.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not totally familiar with the procedures yet.
Sure.
There were a couple of things here tonight that I just wanted to make sure. You know, I have my own impression of how things went, but I just wanted to make sure that. There are 29 people on this meeting tonight. I just want to make sure that if there are any folks who have a different opinion, that they get an opportunity to express it.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. The next resolution, please, Shaheen. This, of course, comes from Rob. He had a public opening of the bids on the water main upgrade and lead service line replacement. And this was the lowest bid. Let's start with an introduction.
I'll introduce.
Who was that?
Art.
Oh, thank you, Art. A second?
I'll second. It's Ryan.
Ryan? Okay, any questions, comments?
Yeah, I have some questions on this, Tom. A couple of us went to NICOM yesterday, and one of the sessions we attended related to getting funding for various kinds of work, such as this project right here. Does approving this resolution prevent us in any way from pursuing monies from the state to fund some of these activities?
No. I don't know what year, if this was done in I mean, there is certain, you can't apply for the same category within a given year, but beyond that, I don't think so. But I don't want to be definitive.
Can I jump in, Tom? Because I asked the guy from state DOT yesterday about this. No, Margaret, the way that it would work is we can move forward with this and we don't slow down the construction of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, in the interim, if we apply and we're given a grant to it, what happens is they'll award the grant funding and then they can actually work with us to adjust any payments as needed.
Good. Because there does appear to be money available to fund this kind of activity.
Oh, of course. And we do.
Okay, good.
We do.
I just want to make sure of it.
Like I said, I think the only prohibitions are applying for similar grants within a given year.
Yeah, okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay.
May I comment on this?
Sure, who's that?
It's Heather.
Oh.
We do have a grant for this.
But, oh, brilliant.
There you go. That's it.
Oh, wait, I thought that was understood. I'm sorry. Oh.
Thanks, Heather.
Sorry. That should have been clear from the get-go. Okay. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Galuti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ranty?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Brony?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Shaheem, the next resolution, please. These are all transfers under Rob's domain. Can I first have an introduction? Someone?
I'll introduce.
Arthur, was that you?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Can I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Amber, I believe. Okay, any questions? In that case, Tracy, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Galuti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Okay, Shaheem, the next resolution. It just transfers encumbered funds from 2021 to 2022.
Yep.
Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce Tom. It's Ryan.
Sorry, before...
Well, let me just get the second. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
Can I have a second, please?
I'll second, Art.
Thank you, Art. Okay, Margaret?
Can you scroll down and show all of the dollar amounts involved here?
Here we go.
So, can somebody explain? There are two pretty large items here. The FDHY designated funds, and then
that,
if you scroll up, Fahim, if you scroll up a tad, then the state touring reds. Can somebody explain what these are about?
Yes. FOHY is Friends of Hudson Youth, and that is money that's been donated that now has to be, that was donated in 2021, now gets transferred to 2022.
Got it.
Similarly, the Tourism Board grants presumably have been granted, but the money's accounted for in 2021, but it'll be paid out in 2022.
So the state touring routes of 263,000, is that what that is?
Yes, and I believe...
I'm not talking about the tourism grants, Tom.
Oh, sorry, the touring routes. Yeah, I get it. I know what you're trying to... And that, I believe, is a grant Maybe is Heather still here? Oh, there she has her hand up.
Is that my hand and everything?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know.
That's okay, no problem.
That's a grant, right?
It is it's not a grant per se, but it is money that the city gets from the state. It's analogous to, for people that have been on the board longer,
CHIPS.
So basically every year the state says, this is how much money we have to provide you for specific, in case CHIPS is like highway improvement. They have expanded more or less the definition of that to include state touringers. So this is money that the state has committed to providing us. It's done on a reimbursable basis.
Heather, can you just tell me what a state touring route is?
Well, it would be basically anything involving roads that would be involved in travel, more or less. We just did a thing on the Dugway, if you know where that is, part of the bike path. And, you know, there's this whole Empire State Trail running from Albany all the way down to Hudson. So it involves that kind of work. It's all road work, basically.
Okay. So I mean, when I was looking at the documents for tonight, these dollar amounts kind of just jumped out at me, and I didn't really understand what they related to, so I wanted to understand that. But thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome. Okay, so can I have a roll call vote, please? Tracy.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Galuti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Forrest.
Aye.
Brony.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye. And Margaret, I'll add that I will send you a full list of New York State touring routes that I got yesterday at the NICOM event.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Cousin DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Okay, the next resolution, please, Shaheen. I believe it's our last one. Okay, this is authorizing the use of ARPA funds as we solicit bids for the pedestrian safety and intersection improvements on Fairview and Green at the corner. A couple of things. Well, let's have an introduction in a second first. An introduction,
please. I'll introduce, and I think
a second. What's that? A second?
Colonel, second.
Okay. So this is being done slightly different than some of these projects have been done in the past. In the past, bids went out first, and then the money was allocated. In this case, we are looking to encumber the funds ahead of time so that the ARPA funds, you know, will be committed to this project. They are definitely usable for this project. And if you don't know about this project, it's been around, kicking around for a while now. It was originally hoped that a community grant from Stewart's would fund the entire project, but it's more expensive than that. And it'll involve new stoplights, a redesign of the traffic patterns. It's long in the coming, and it'll be quite an improvement. Any questions?
Yeah, Tom, I had some questions on this one.
Okay, but Vicky's... Oh, I forget, you can't put your hand up. But oh, you go ahead, either one. Mark?
Vicky, go ahead.
Okay,
just the thing is that the materials are going up, and yes, this cannot sit any longer. So
right,
we really have to put the time frame that, construction has to start with this.
Well, that's why we're moving it right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying it has to be a priority
yep,
with the
yep,
time frame. Then.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Margaret?
Yeah, so I was just like looking at the numbers here and trying to figure out how we got from 200 to what we're at.
No, 200 was a donation.
No, I understand that. Yes, I understand that we started out with a $200,000 donation. And then we knew that we were going to have to pay an additional I can't think it was 40,000. The print is very small. And then there was 19% increase, etc. And now we're at 339. Is that correct?
339, correct.
Yeah, so we've gone from 200 to 139,000 more. Now, I was doing the math as to where this came from. Some of it came from the fact that the 200 didn't fully cover the cost.
Correct.
And there was the delay, which then there's the 19% increase in this and that. So now we're at, and I kind of agree with Vicky, but what exactly are we getting for this?
I think I was just addressing that. We're getting a safer corner. That's the main thing. We're getting a better...
No, what do you mean? I understand that it says we're getting a safer corner. Explicitly, what are we getting? Are we getting traffic lights on every side? Are we getting pedestrian crossings? This resolution does not explicitly say to me what exactly we're getting for this.
Sorry, I thought I said that, but I'll say it again. We are getting traffic lights, a whole new traffic light system. We're getting better pedestrian crossings, and the way the traffic intersects there will be different as well. It's all been designed by Creighton Manning, and it's been value engineered. I don't know what else to say. If Peter has anything he'd like to contribute that I'm missing, Peter Bujano, are you there?
Yes.
Where is the design that I could look at that online? Or that the members of the public could look at it?
We can send that to you. We have drawings that were prepared in...
No, don't send it to me. Send it to the public. Can you post it on the city's website so that everybody in Hudson can see what it is we're getting for $339,000?
Sure. Sure. The most important piece of this is...
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, go on. Go on, Peter. Peter?
Oh, yes. I don't know what that was. The most important component of this intersection improvement is the signaling system. When I learned to drive decades ago, that intersection was problematic then. If you look at it, you notice that it's not a parallel intersection, perpendicular. No. The lines don't cross properly. Mm-hmm. We're trying to look at that initially to try to line that up a little bit better. But because of where the property ownership, et cetera, caused more problems than not. We also originally thought we could put a pedestrian island in that intersection as a more safer, you know, crossing. That would not work because of the turning radius is required being on a truck route.
Right.
So it's busy from a large truck perspective as well as pedestrian traffic crossing into the convenience store. The signaling will be a camera-based signal system versus what it is now on timers. And as you know, the traffic backing up Fairview Avenue crosses the intersection or the entrance to Stewart's. And this traffic will then move hopefully better with the camera system allowing that not to back up because it will notice and go off and allow traffic to move swifter. So the turning radius is being modified and the pedestrian island cannot be accommodated there, but
right.
it's an overall great improvement for both traffic and
pedestrian. So Peter, the two issues that I have experienced with that intersection, first is a pedestrian. I don't find any safe way to cross any road at that intersection. So are you putting in pedestrian crossings where there are lights that prevent all traffic from moving so that a pedestrian can cross? That's my first question. My second question is, as you exit Stewart's, turning left, which is a really bad idea, turning left to go north on Fairview, are you addressing how problematic that particular turn is?
So I have the drawings in front of me. I guess I could ask to share screen. I've not done that before. If you sure. wanted to see that. Again, these documents will be out to bid, so the public will see them. They'll be available. But if you wanted to see... the drawings.
Yeah, I would like to say
that. It definitely addresses that issue, Margaret.
To be honest, Peter, more important than me seeing it, I would really like to see the people of Hudson being able to see this, because there are two really significant problems in that intersection. Mm-hmm. Turning left on Fairview to go north, coming out of Stewart's, big problem. And then as a pedestrian walking around that intersection, I just hate it. I cross before I get to the intersection. I do everything I can to avoid crossing the street on that intersection. So those are the two issues that I have.
Right. So keep in mind, this design was done by, you know, professional engineers, right? That are working with, right. So it's not my design. Yeah. It's their design. It's been reviewed with us. We met numerous times with the designer and gone over this.
And both those issues were primary.
Good.
In their design. Oh.
So we'll send the documents out for posting on the website.
That would be great. Thank you so much, people.
Okay.
Okay. Ronnie, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe get a little bit of either background or just information, and I apologize if it's been discussed on the previous board. Peter already mentioned that the need already existed in order to kind of get that up to code and safe for the public. But do we know or do we have any idea if the approving the new Stewart's building and the way it's designed currently, has that had a positive or negative impact on the traffic flow? And if that is one of the contributing factors that we're comparing this cost to the city?
It is and it isn't. I mean, they designed, during the whole planning process, that was all discussed. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, but, and it's definitely taken into account. Once they've designed it, this responds partly to how they redesigned their traffic flow.
If you'd like, I can share screen if you wanted to do that. I can just turn this on and...
Peter, please do that.
And so,
Peter, with regard to that particular intersection, to be honest, I understand what you're saying about the fact that it's not, you know, it's not symmetric, right? You know, straight up north, south, east, west. Frankly, from the car perspective, when you approach that intersection coming up Green Street, turning left on Fairview, whatever, if you would just follow the traffic signs, it would be fine. Sometimes when we have people who are from out of town who don't really understand it, then there are some problems. But I think that the traffic lights at that intersection are actually quite clear. I don't have an issue with that. I just really have an issue with turning left on Fairview and as a pedestrian trying to navigate that intersection. But I think it's really on the drivers to pay attention to the rules of the road when they approach a traffic site that says they can't turn left. If the traffic light says you can only go forward on green, no, you can't turn left at that point. You have to wait for a full green. So, I mean, you know, that's just rules of the road.
Okay.
And if I may just round up the thought that I was asking. The reason I was asking that question is to either basically, you know, as a representative of some people of the city of Hudson, like, should we be commending Stewart for having the foresight and, donating that fund? Or is it a problem of their own creation?
No.
So if that's the reason I was asking, and I'll leave that up to.
No, we thanked Stewart's amply when they gave us the money a couple of years ago. And
It seems like
they did not create the problem.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, the problem was there.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Ronnie, that intersection has been a horrible intersection forever.
That is true.
Agreed.
Okay, let's get a roll call vote.
I'm sorry. I thought that Peter was.
Oh, okay.
I'm having difficulty getting it.
Don't worry about it, Peter.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. If you could just. I think more importantly, if you could post it to the city so that
we'll definitely do that.
Pull up the documents and look at them. Yep. That would be great.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, a roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Anthony.
Aye.
Beth Coluti.
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Harris?
Amber? Is she there? She seems not to be on the call at this moment.
She just sent me a text. Her internet is in and out.
Okay.
I'll move on.
Yes, please.
Maranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Brony?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
President
DiPietro? Aye.
Harry?
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Now, we have a new law that's actually an amendment. Oh, no, not that yet. You can put that up first. Let's do that first. This is not actually coming up tonight, but I thought it wasn't ready in terms of the 24-hour rule of posting before a meeting. But I thought I'd get it up there anyway so that you can see it. I circulated it to the council members already. We could even introduce it if you wanted to tonight. But basically, it's there just so that you read it. It's been asked for by a number of council members. And it's to change the language of all our written and verbal communications to become gender neutral, to change the word from councilman or alderman to alderperson in the code, and to use gender neutral language in... Can you scroll a little bit, Shaheem, please? Yeah, that's good. In all future resolutions... So even though we can just read this tonight or look at it tonight, it'll definitely be on the agenda for next month. I just wanted to make sure you knew that we tried to get it up for this meeting, but it was not practical. Vicky, would you like to say something?
Yes. I'm a big supporter of this change to happen, as you know, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, though, what is the correct, or most of the other alders would like to go with what name. I'm not sure if alder person is the right way or the most preferable council member
mm-hmm.
or alder. So this is something I feel we need to discuss.
Right. That's one of the reasons I brought it up for tonight, just so we can start talking about our preferred language. Let me say one thing, though, right away, Vicky. I think... In terms of the code, we want to stick with alder person because alder technically is really just a adjective. So I'm not, you know what I mean? So, you know, you want really it to be a noun, it seems to me.
So, Tom.
Margaret?
With due respect,
mm-hmm.
Alder is analogous in the Quaker tradition and in many traditions to elder. And an elder is a person.
I'm not sure that's actually accurate, but okay. That's a possibility, yes.
It's a possibility.
It's definitely a possibility.
An alder is equivalent to an elder.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not think that alder is necessarily an adjective.
Okay.
So to Vicky's point, that alder is less cumbersome than alder person, and originally when we were putting this all together, when we were talking about it, I have always referred to myself as an alder person, except when I was running. When I had to put materials out, I said I was running as an alderman because that was the actual position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that alder, and I can go back to the OED and original if you want, but I'm pretty sure that alder cuts it as a noun.
Okay. Malachi has his hand up.
Thank you, Tom. I just wanted to state that I just feel that it should be optional, really, you know.
What should be optional? I'm not sure I follow you.
With the you know, just the change of name, you know, if Alder, somebody want to be called Alder Person, Alder Woman, Alder Man, Alder, you know, whatever the preference is. I mean, I don't feel that it should be, you know, just a standard, you know, just name change. I think it should be, you know, we should be given the right for it to be optional.
So Malachi, I hear what you're saying, and I agree about personal rights for how we identify ourselves, but I think that's not really what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is that in all official correspondence and in all official materials in the city at the moment, we are referred to as aldermen. That is the technical term. And so all we're talking about right now is what should the technical term be in the official city documents. Certainly, you could call yourself an alderman. I could call myself an alder, an alder woman, an alder person, whatever. But this is about what the technical documents for the city should state, so that when I'm running for election or you're running for election, what are we running for? So it's not really about your personal preference of how you identify yourself. It is about the fact that we do not want, you know, we would like to have terms that are inclusive, so that a woman running, for example, for the council, as I did, doesn't have to run as an older man. I had to run as an older man. I am not a man. I'm a woman. And I had to run as an older man. So we're just really talking about the technical language in the city code. We're not talking about how people identify themselves personally by gender.
Well,
and I do, Malachi, I do hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I hear that.
Thank you, Margaret. That was very well put. And fortunately, having all these books, I have my Oxford right here, and Alder does, is both a noun and an adjective, so...
We're both right.
No, but it's more important that you're right, because...
No,
it's the first time for everything.
No, the more important thing is that we're both right.
But I'd be happy to just make it Alder. This is a first, and let me let Crystal in here, because she actually composed this. So, Crystal Peck, our attorney, would you like to comment?
I just wanted to clarify just something about the resolution, in that with respect to the code and the city charter, this resolution is more of an intention as opposed to an actual amendment. Because you do need a local law to amend your city charter and city code. It's a bit of a bigger process when you're talking about amending the entire code and charter to make it more to make it gender neutral in language. So this is, with respect to those two portions, is more of an intention for the council as it moves forward to be doing that in those local laws that are being adopted. Otherwise, the resolution as it pertains to communications, resolution, city correspondence, that sort of thing would take effect if the council passed this. But I just wanted to be clear on the code and the charter part of it.
Thank you, Crystal. Ronnie, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think Malachi and Margaret both pointed out and clarified something great. And I just wonder if it might not just be easier to adopt the more prevalent phrase council member, and we might be able to forgo those discussions about gender neutrality by adopting something that's more common. I also think that the word alder or alder person has a historical value, that it, you know, Hudson existed during the British times, which is what alder person kind of, or alder man, is almost always used in precincts or areas where the British at one point had him.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. I mean, do we want to pay respect to to that history and keep Alder, or do we just want to, for future, you know, peace of mind, just keep it at, or change it to council member?
Okay,
Ronnie, I'm all for council member myself, even though I'm a Quaker and I really respect the term elder. I'm all for council member.
I am too, Vicky. Definitely for council member.
Yes.
Okay.
It gets us away from all of this other.
I agree.
Yeah, none of that English.
Yeah, we don't have to get into that.
Dominic, you had your hand up.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I agree with a lot of things that were said, but I mean, you're the president of the Common Council. We are Common Council members. So I think, you know, if we're going to move forward, I think, you know, a Common Council member is more suitable to, you know, what we do. And, you know, looking at the history of, you know, aldermen and all that, you know, I know there's a history, you know, to that. But, you know, some of that was meant to be wise men and old.
Yes.
Oh, you faded, Dominic.
Hopefully to have one.
You're having microphone problems.
Yeah. What? Can you hear me?
Now we can, yes.
Okay, so my thought would be, you know, council members, just because we are members of the Common Council, and, you know, I just think that makes more, you know, in terms of what we do and, you know, identifying who we are and moving forward from, I mean, the assembly is assembly members, you know, so they move forward with, you know, the membership. So that would just be my thought and my preference.
Okay, Art, did you want to say something too?
Just we seem to be reaching some type of quorum around council member.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if we can just sort of go ahead and roll that into this as an update.
Yeah, well, we're not voting or anything. We're not even introducing this tonight. So we can have this conversation in our informal meeting in March. But I'm glad everybody's interested. And I never thought I'd have to pull out my Oxford Dictionary at a council meeting.
I definitely
live in your world in this council.
That's because, Tom, I was never a council member before.
There you go.
So
let's just put it aside for now and move on to something we are going to be voting on, or at least introducing, and that is a new local law. Okay, this has a lot a background to it.
I just want to thank Margaret for really explaining that.
Oh, sorry, Malachi, I didn't see your hand, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to just thank her for explaining that to me in detail.
You're welcome, Malachi. And your perspective is respected.
Thank you, George, as well.
So, sorry. That's all right. So, you've been able to read this ahead of time. What I need first is an introduction and a second to this local law that is going to amend the lodging tax of the city of Hudson. What we're amending it is to get rid of the separate board. And eventually what we're going to do is have a tourism and event committee of the council. So any money that is left over will still be subject to the same rules that the tourism board allocation was subject to. Now, remember, there's only roughly $21,000 in the tourism board fund. And we allocated another 30 in the BEA this year. So roughly there'll be $50,000 allocated towards tourism. This law simply amends the original law to get rid of the unnecessary, I guess you could even call it bureaucracy, of having a 9-member tourism board. So with that, I just want an introduction and a second to begin.
Ryan, I'll introduce.
Ryan?
Second.
Is Margaret. Okay, we can talk about it. We're not going to vote on it because it's a law and it takes a while. You know, it has to ripen, as they say. Sure,
Tom,
go ahead.
The only question I have about this really is... Well, I have a couple of questions, but when you say left over and how much is allocated, the way this is written, it just says a portion of the income, right, can be directed towards marketing, etc., for tourism. And I think it's fine that we're not defining what portion that will be. But it from what you're saying was what's left over and we have this, it seems like there is some definition of what amount is going to go towards tourism. Am I misunderstanding that?
The problem is the original money was allocated with a specific mission. of marketing the city of Hudson. Now, I don't think we can just take that money and suddenly just put it into something else. I think it still has to be used for the original purpose. What we're doing is just eliminating the a board in between.
No, that I understand.
Oh, okay.
No, that I understand, but okay. How this is written right now is, like, going back 2 years, there was a certain percentage that was going to go to tourism.
Correct.
And then that changed.
Correct.
And then it wasn't a percentage anymore.
Correct.
And then, as I understand it, the budget process decided how much the tourism board was going to get and so forth. So I understand all of that, but what I'm looking at in the language here is, I'm trying to read it because it's really small.
It
says, including a portion of which may be allocated for the purpose of marketing the city of Hudson. So this is in relation to the, this is in relation to the taxes that are collected, a portion of which may be allocated.
I see what you're saying.
Are we going to... that's the old language. Are we going to stick with this? Are we going to stay with keeping this within the control of the Common Council to determine what portion we should allocate? Is that the plan? I have absolutely no issue with eliminating the bureaucracy and having the transparency of having a committee. I think that's great.
I see what you're saying.
Margaret, if I can jump in, Crystal, just for a second.
Please.
That was the intention in how it was written. So essentially how it was, the law was amended in 2020, which essentially said that the proceeds of the tax were to go to the general fund, and then it would be up to the Common Council to determine how much. That's exactly that exact same process is what, when I wrote this, was the intention behind it. Now, obviously, the council can take a look at it, and if you guys want to change it in any way, that was the intention.
No, I think, Crystal, keeping it as a portion gives the council and the city the latitude to make decisions about what portion that should be, as opposed to saying it must be 30% or 60% or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I just want to bring up, and I want to be really clear on, that is stated here, and Tom, you can get your OED out here. it talks about a portion of which may be allocated for the purpose of marketing the city of Hudson as a destination. So I want to be really clear, as we discuss this, that when we talk about marketing the city of Hudson, we are not limiting ourselves to advertising. So marketing the city of Hudson, I hope, would include the council's ability to provide funding for activities, like direct funding as opposed to advertising, for activities that would encourage individuals to come to Hudson for vacation, to overnight, whatever. I just want to be clear on what we mean by marketing.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes, Margaret, hold on a second.
Now I'm done.
Margaret,
now
I get it.
Pull out his dictionary.
that was really what the tourism board did in the past 2 years. They redefined what marketing technically would mean, and a lot of the funds were allocated exactly how you were referring to it. Before the council members, I think the city treasurer would like to chime in. Heather? Are you there?
Yep, just had to find my unmute button.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to point out, and I think Crystal will agree with me here, is that you could literally stop that sentence at "for any municipal purpose," because it says including a portion which may be allocated, which also implies that it may not be allocated. All it's saying is that the monies received from the lodging tax are clearly just going into the general fund, and they can be used for any purpose whatsoever, which may or may not include funding promotional events. And for the new people on the council, I will tell you, before the enactment of this lodging tax law and before the creation of the tourism board and the related tourism board reserve, there was always some money, generally around $30,000, that was allocated to I believe it was called Citywide Promotions, and it funded a lot of the same things that the Tourism Board funded, the ones that you would know, you know, like Flag Day and the Gay Pride Parade, right, and many of those things. So I don't think that you need to be overly concerned about the second half of that sentence, let alone what percentage it may or may not be.
So Heather, when you say where the sentence can end, shall be credited to and deposited in the general fund thereof for allocation during the annual budget process for any municipal purpose, you would put a period after purpose. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I would. It either way, it's the same meaning, because all it says is it may be allocated for the purpose, so it does not.
It may or may not. I understand what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, but the question that I was raising was that I want to make sure that marketing does not equal advertising, because there may be things that we want to do that would promote and enhance tourism activities in Hudson that are not related to advertising, and marketing,
right,
tends to be translated into advertising, and that's only a portion of what marketing means. I just want to make sure that we have it on the table here tonight, that that's not the only thing we're talking,
correct,
about.
Correct. It's not.
Absolutely. And I will sorry, Tom, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
One is, I actually grew up in brand management, so I'm very clear that marketing is many things more than advertising. Not that that's necessarily relevant, but I completely understand your point. And my second comment would be, as Council President DiPietro said, they're looking to set up a committee, and that committee would be making those types of decisions.
And it will be council members. Just to add that.
And Margaret, I also just wanted to say I can agree completely with how Heather characterized all of that. This does not restrict the funds at all. We could very well just put a period after purpose, and it would do the same exact thing.
Yeah, I see that, actually. I see that. Thank you.
Okay, the first hand up was Dominic's.
Got me?
Yeah, it's you, Dominic.
You hear me?
Yes, we can.
So just for clarification, this creates a tourism and events standing committee. So
yes,
because there's a financial commitment to it, that's not going to disappear.
No.
Like every year or 2 year project. Okay.
Well, you know, every BEA you got to allocate, but yeah. And which is a good segue into Ryan, who has been involved with the Tourism Board in its final months, and I think has some ideas about how to proceed. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually just want to challenge Margaret and Heather on leaving the language as it is. Even as this committee moves forward, any monies that are given to it, yes, there's the community elements that we would endeavor to support, but any tourism expenditure of taxpayer dollars is a marketing, and I mean that as an active practitioner in marketing, investment into the ROI that we would get back via the lodging taxes. So the way that this is written and the way that I would urge us as committee to understand the funds that would be at our disposal for whatever the purposes may be, is that it definitely has an impact on longer term stays, which eventually come back to us in the form of lodging tax, that come back to us in the form of sales tax and more. So I would argue that I prefer it to remain as is, because we get more of a benefit as a city and are able to fund other elements out of our budget as we put a dollar in via tourism and hopefully get two or more back out.
So Ryan, I just want to clarify, I am absolutely in support of the language as it is currently written. I think what Heather and Crystal were saying was that syntactically, if they put a period before that phrase about marketing, etc., it still would not limit the council in how monies are spent. But personally, I'm 100% in favor of the language as it's written. My main concern was that marketing not be a restrictive word.
Oh, it's not.
So,
advertising is a channel.
No. I'm completely in support of this language. And I think all that Heather and Crystal were saying was, even if you put a period before that whole subclause, you could still spend money on tourism. I believe that's all they were saying.
Yes. All right. So going on to what Tom was alluding to, though, and one of the things that I hope that we can get together rather quickly, because there have been a lot of asks from community members, especially those that have been involved in the previous 2 years' tourism elements. Keep your eyes out in the coming weeks once our committee is formally together. But, you know, Tom, we briefly discussed an opportunity to maybe almost do open calls twice a year in terms of the allocations to make sure that people in the front half of the year have an opportunity to get funding. So I'm thinking of things that basically happen between now and, say, June, and then anything that would happen July to the second half of the year, maybe in like May or early June, we're able to look at some funding there. But obviously that'll all be the committee's decision.
Excellent. With that, we'll move on. And we first new business. I know Supervisor Claire Cousin is waiting patiently to talk, but first, any council members have anything they'd like to raise?
Excuse me, President DPA.
Oh, yes.
We need the second to lay the proposed local law on the desk.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. So I need an introduction to lay this law on your desk.
I will introduce.
And a second.
I'll second.
I think Amber was first. And by the way, while I'm thinking of it, anybody who introduced or seconded anything tonight, please head into City Hall tomorrow to sign all the documents. Now, council members, is there anything you'd like to add as new business tonight?
Yes, Tom, I would like to add a new business item.
Okay. Margaret. Sure.
So this evening, until yesterday, we were supposed to meet in person. And then that was rescinded, etc. So now that we have a couple of weeks to think about, because hopefully and presumably we will be able to meet in person in March.
Yep.
I would really like to have us think about a plan for meeting in person. I had sent all of you some questions around protocols and so forth. Even with the decline of Omicron, little concerned about how small the space is in City Hall. I'm a little concerned about the availability of space for the general public to attend. I am hoping that we can continue to extend access virtually to members of the public to attend, because I think that's been a really positive thing. In the last couple of years, there's been many negatives, but that's been a positive thing. So I would like to put it out there that over the next couple of weeks, we think about a plan, perhaps meeting the library space. There's on the second floor, there's a good space there that's would allow itself to have us have socially distanced meetings with enough space for the public. I don't know what the downsides are to that. I see you shaking your head.
Well, you know, we've done it.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I get it.
Think about
the library doesn't give us a lot of extra space, but it gives us some. And then there's the technical aspect. Who's going to move everything? Who's going to set it all up? Yeah. I mean, you know,
all I'm saying, Tom, is the only thing I'm throwing out there is, can we start to think about
Absolutely.
How we're going to come back together in person in a way that's really safe, particularly for anybody immunocompromised? Mm-hmm. And very important to me is, how can we maintain the extent of public access that has interestingly emerged during the COVID period?
Margaret, that part I think we can answer easily. We have the one mechanism that supposedly allows for that, and that's called this thing called an OWL. Mm-hmm. And so that won't be the hard part. The hard part more is how we, the council members, assemble. I assume, as I said in that email to you all, that we'd all be willing to wear masks. Setting up social distancing is the harder part.
Really hard, yeah.
And, you know, how then do we regulate those who want to attend in person? Because they'd have to be limited. So, yeah, these are all the things we have to think about in the next month. And right. believe me, we've been thinking about them. So it's, you know, that's why we got the owl actually last year anticipating this. And we tried it out once. It worked okay. I wish it were better. But, you know, there's all these problems with echoes and reverb. And, you know, it's a little complex, but we'll get it down. And yeah. we definitely want to encourage public participation. There's no effort not to. In fact, in some fashion, we have to have at least some kind of streaming. Whether we don't obviously have to have them, the public being able to comment, but we're trying to have that as well.
Right. Okay? No, I mean, I do think that certainly in my own business, when we had to do everything virtually, I saw really increased participation from much higher numbers of members of various organizations I was working with participating because they didn't have to travel to events and so yep. forth. So I think that actually was an interesting positive of the situation. Mm-hmm. I would like us to make sure that we keep that. And I'm just throwing it out there over the next couple of weeks. We now have about a month to think about it to come up with a plan. That's all I'm saying. That's
yep.
it.
Yep. Okay. Supervisor Cousin, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to comment on the conversation around changing the job title to older person or council member.
Yeah, go ahead, because it's still up in the air, but go ahead.
Some things that were exposed in that conversation deeper than the actual job title is I would urge the council to look into some training around gender neutral language and how important language is and what inclusivity actually means. I say that because I could have sent you guys an email and said all of that too, but I see young people watching this specific meeting, young people who are learning politics and who are paying attention to how they are represented in these moments. And I think that personal politics, when it comes to inclusivity, don't have room in this type of conversation. I think that your personal preference with how you want to be identified isn't actually what's being questioned right now. It's how your constituents that might follow you are respected in the positions that they choose to take. And I think that overall, there needs to be a broader conversation about what gender neutral language looks like, and the fact that that's a theme, and not acknowledging that and taking the time to make the investment and making sure you're speaking politically correct and acknowledging where people are going leaves you open for, you know, some real concerns. So I'd really like to urge the council. I would love to know that the council participated in some type of training in that regard. I think it would speak volumes to the young people that are watching. And I'd be happy to point you in the direction of some grassroots organizations that do that work locally and, you know, help make sure that it's something that is impactful and meaningful. That was my comment.
Thank you very much, Claire. Supervisor Cousin, sorry. Anyone? Well, we have another hand up. Ron Kupnicki.
Yes, this is on the question of in-person and virtual meetings. I was glad to hear that you brought up the OWL. Back in last June when restrictions were lifted and in-person meetings resumed as opposed to virtual meetings, I argued that although the open meetings law requires in-person attendance, there was nothing to prohibit also trying to do the so-called hybrid meeting, which would incorporate some form of virtual attendance along with in-person attendance. And I think this is the way to go. I mean, even absent an emergency like the pandemic, if the overall goal of the open meetings law is to increase public attendance and participation, then I think the hybrid meeting is the solution. And I would say, I know there were some issues with the OWL at the one meeting, I think, which was employed, but I think going forward, we should try to implement it. We should try to enable virtual attendance as well as in-person attendance for a lot of reasons. And I was glad to hear you sort of endorse that idea. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else? silence takes over, which means...
Curiously, what is the forum in which these decisions are going to be, like, hashed out, right?
What decisions?
To L, to not to L.
We're definitely there's no question. We're gonna have a hybrid meeting at some point. That has always been the plan. Once the executive order is no longer in play, we can do whatever we wish. And I think the hybrid meeting is the best solution. Unless it's someone objects for some reason, but I can't imagine why.
Yeah, Tom, yes. I agree with that, but there's just one little caveat.
Okay.
Fresh from my new elected official webinar with NICOM.
Mm-hmm.
There is just one little thing, which under the current restrictions, it is possible for members of the council or an elected board to call in. When we're not this emergency situation, you can do video, but you can't just call in. So those of us who are members of this situation have to either do video or be in person. And also, interestingly, if we are calling in remotely via video, members of the public have the right to come to our location.
That's right. That is correct.
Being our home. So interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But I really think that we, over the last couple of years, a lot of us in business and otherwise, have learned the value, the great value, and the inclusivity of remote, virtual, WebEx, Zoom. There have been very positive things about that, and I'm really happy to hear you say that we're going to be figuring that out.
Indeed.
Nobody can come to my home if I do video when we're no longer remote.
I was going to come to your place.
Forget about it.
Ronnie, you have your hand up.
Yeah, it's eerie that Margaret actually answered the question I was going to ask. So,
no, that's not eerie. That's a good meeting.
My question, I mean, Margaret kind of answered it, but is this like written into the state law that says that we have to be in either in person or in video? And if anybody has access to that law, if they would be kind enough to forward that to me, I would like to see this and try to get to the spirit of it. Why should the public be able to?
Ronnie, I can send you the video on that. There was a webinar on open meeting law, and it was kind of interesting because when we're not in an emergency situation, we either have to be in person or we have to attend via video. If we are attending via video, members of the public have the right to come to, we have to say where we are physically, and members of the public have the right to come to wherever we are.
Our attorney would like to opine about this. Krista?
Yeah, actually, this is just in response to Ronnie's question. It is an open meetings law. Just like Margaret said, I can send the council a copy of that provision if they would like. And just as Margaret had said, the law has always been that if you are appearing via video conference, it has to be at a publicly accessible location. And to that extent, I would go as far as saying that you would probably want to make sure it's ADA compliant as well.
Ah, good point.
I missed that. Thank you, Crystal.
Let me also point out to all the council members, New York State Open Meetings Government, you can go to the website and explore it. There's lots there. And you can learn about all other things about open meetings, such as how executive sessions work. So, you know, explore a little on your own, too. But we will, Crystal will send you that information. Now, anyone? Motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Who was that?
A motion to adjourn.
Ryan, second. Whoever that is. Ronnie? All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Don't you dare. Okay, the meeting's over. Thank you all for attending, and we will see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Malachi.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.